We'll call to order Board of Works for June 24th. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the June 10th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes with two changes in E and F to Kirk instead of Kurt Bushy on those two.
All second with the corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
City Department Head Reports. It should be noted that Mark Hill is on vacation out of town, so.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Had a nice lady come in and tell me this week that it was very tacky for me to come up here and tell you how many funerals I've had since our last meeting. So I will tell you I've had several, but I'm not telling you the number. But everything else is going fine.
Okay. Thanks, Danny.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector, from 6:10 to the date, we've had 91 violations sent out, 17 grass billings and 10 junk billings, and 24 permits issued. So,
thanks, Phil.
Yes, Bill doesn't discriminate. If you don't mow your grass, you'll get a letter, and the city will take care of it for you.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Got a detail drawn up for the Washington Avenue crosswalk recommendation. We got 10th Street paving that we're getting ready to do this week. Able to get some final negotiations down with hospital and Wabash Utilities, and they're going to actually start paving on Wednesday and Thursday, pending good weather. Had some meetings with 2nd Street Project regarding signals and property owners and how to handle purchasing right away. And Bill and I got Ford Road lighting fixed. Had spades in our hands and digging some holes, so.
Are we on the 811 or?
Still working on that.
Okay.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We're up to 1,252 runs. We're still in the process of finishing up our hose testing. Testing all of our fire pumps will be done this week. Had a splash in the park at Chicago Park on the 20th. I wish Steve Beeman was here, but it was a big hit, and I think that everyone that was there really enjoyed it. So I have a feeling we're going to be planning another one in July, and I'm sure we'll have those people back and a lot more. It was really nice.
Okay.
Thanks, Gordon.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are currently getting ready to do some firearms training the next 3 days. We shoot throughout the year, but during the next 3 days we do our qualification shoot, which is required to do once a year. So it's a scored type of shoot where we shoot for an academy proficiency, and so that's going to be taking place the next few days. Equipment for the cars is in, except for the pieces that we need to move forward with getting them in. They're on back order, so we've been waiting a little bit on that. So I've tried to keep you up to speed a little bit on that. So we've been kind of waiting to for some pieces to come in so they can go ahead and get the final equipment installed in the new chargers. So they are anticipating it being here very soon, and we already have an appointment with Vincent's Electronics to get the rest of the equipment finished out. So, and that's it.
Yeah, that's Dustin.
Price Street Department, grass is growing, tree limbs are falling. We're in our fifth week of a two-week cleanup. Completed the day. Covered up. We're doing great.
Rice.
Terry Barmas, Animal Shelter. We had 12 new volunteers in June, 6 reclaims, 11 kittens went out, 18 dogs went out, and we had one surrendered from an owner. So we had 35 go out, but we had 45 come in, 25 cats and 20 dogs. Well, put us 10 behind again. But I am running things in the paper and kind of getting the word out and specials, and people come in and get barn cats and this and that, so I think it'll even out. And then, Mayor, you wanted to do the
open vehicle.
Right.
Do you have a copy of the advertisement, or?
No, I do not.
Do I need that for, to open them?
You do?
I didn't either.
They ran it, they told me they'd run it like they normally do for everybody, six times in the two-week period or whatever.
That's an awful lot.
That's what I thought she said.
Yeah, I think it's twice. Open them, take them under advisement, and then... Right. And we, by the way, we did receive 2 bids on the... Dan.
Thank you. It's like a bid of $551 for John Wanky. And a bid of $200 from T. Barmas. So... Make a motion, we take the bids under advisement.
And I'll second. Hello, department heads. We have no old business, so we'll move on to new business. Assistance for Keep Vincent's Rolling Ride.
Cheryl. Hello. I'm here on behalf of Keep Vincent's Rolling, and on July 20th, the... their fundraising ride will take place. There are 4 different courses. There's a family ride, a 15 mile, a 35, and a 65. The family ride is basically the only one that takes place on any city streets, and we would like some assistance on, as far as Dusty's crew maybe helping with, especially since it's a family ride, there'll be some children. And I think you should have a copy of the map in your packet, but they'll leave from Lincoln High School, out onto Bower Drive to Hart Street, down Lower Hart, Henry Seavers. Like I said, I know that's all county. Then they'll come back in Main Street to Bower Drive and come back to Lincoln. So probably the intersection at Hart and Bower Drive is going to be the main issue. And I believe that starts at 8 a.m. But I can verify that.
Dusty, do you have a problem with that?
No. I'll make a motion to approve the proposed route on July the 20th for Keep Vincent's Rolling.
I'll second. Okay. Next is Vincent's City July 4th Parade and Activity. Cheryl Hacker.
Hello again. I'm Cheryl Hacker with the city. Just kind of wanted to put it out there and make sure we were good on the parade route and everything. The flea market will still take place in Patrick Henry Square, and I believe the fire department has taken care of getting all that arranged with the parks department over there. The July 4th parade will start at 6 p.m., and it will follow the traditional parade route, which is 2nd. It'll start at 2nd and Hart, go down Hart to 7th Street, cut over to Main, and come back up to 2nd. Then it'll finish in front of the old State Bank where the reviewing stand is. And then immediately following, we'd like to be able to use the pavilion for the Veteran of the Year Award. That, like I said, that'll take place right after the parade. And then immediately following that, the city will sponsor a Spirit of 76 Award ceremony. So that should probably be approximately 7:15 or 7:30. And that will also be in the pavilion. And then obviously the fireworks at dusk over the memorial and over the bridge.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the flea market, the parade starting at 6 o'clock on the normal parade route, the use of the pavilion for the Veteran of the Year Award, and the pavilion as well for the Spirit of 76 Award and the normal fireworks presentation.
Okay, I'll second. Thanks, Cheryl. Next is Vincent Swim Team VST Sweet Tooth 5K. Tony Mahan.
I'm Tony Mahan, president of the Vincent Swim Team. We're hoping to hold a 5K and family fun run starting downtown and in kind of in association and cooperation with the Chili Cook-Off. Our run will start at 9 o'clock. The 5K and the family run will start at 9 o'clock, follow Culbertson Avenue. I think I sent maps of the routes. Mm-hmm. Be a few fun stops along the way, and end up back downtown, coming across Main Street, down to First Main. I have an insurance quote for $1 million coverage with the city as additional insured. I just got to sign that and pay for it as soon as.
That's September 14th.
Yeah, 14th.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the fun run for the Vincent Swim Team, September 14th, 9 o'clock, through the proposed route given here, subject to presentation of the insurance.
And I'll second. Approved.
Okay.
Thank you. Right,
thank you.
Next is Indiana State ICS Chili Cook-Off, Shyla Bean.
Hi, I'm Shyla Bean with the Vincennes Knox County CVB, requesting permission to have Patrick Henry Square closed for the 23rd annual ICS Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, September 14th. We further request that the restrooms be unlocked at the pavilion until 5 p.m., which I believe they are, and then our street banner hung up over Hart Street 2 weeks prior to the event. We'd like for the streets to be closed at 7 p.m. To 5 p.m. Or 7 a.m.
7 a.m. 7 a.m. to 5.
Thank you. To 5 p.m. The event is from 9 to 3. And I have my insurance here for Dan.
An insurance, okay.
I do have it here for Dan.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to approve the annual Indiana State Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, September the 14th, 23rd annual. Closing of the streets of Patrick Henry Drive, Market Street, and First Street on the proposed closings from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The restrooms being kept open till 5 p.m. and the hanging of the street banners 2 weeks prior.
And I'll second.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
There is nothing else. You have something.
I was asking the board for permission to put up a no tractor trailer passage at 19th and Bunton. Semi traffic in there, not from Henderson Transfer, but coming to Henderson Transfer at different times. For some reason the GIS things have them turned on 19th. They can't make that. You're thinking where I'm, if you can remember, you know where Groves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They can't make that turn. They can get down there and have to back all the way out. So we're going to put up a sign if that's permissible.
What the problem with that is, or?
Great.
It's 19th and...
19th and Button.
So I'll make a motion to do a 90-day trial period. And what do you want listed as?
19th and Button, no semi-truck traffic.
No semi-truck traffic from 19th and Button for a 90-day trial period.
I will second.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bryce. Anything else? Not. I'll make a motion.
So moved.
We are adjourned.